In the day's other headlines, the founder of the far-right Oath Keepers militia, Stuart Rhodes, was sentenced to 18 years in prison for seditious conspiracy. That's the stiffest penalty yet in the January 6th investigation. In court, Rhodes was defiant as he referred to himself as a political prisoner. Later, the judge sentenced another Oath Keepers leader to 12 years in prison. The U.S. territory of Guam spent this day starting to clean up from a Category 4 typhoon. Much of the Pacific island was still without electricity and water service. Trees and power lines were left mangled. Some northern and central parts of the island were inundated with more than 2 feet of rain. But there were no reported deaths or major injuries.
I am so glad we are safe. We have weathered this storm. The worst has gone by. But we are going to continue experiencing tropical storm winds up to about 40, 50 miles per hour. So I ask you again to please stay home for your protection and your safety.
The typhoon is expected to reach the Philippines late Friday and could threaten Taiwan next week. The U.S. and South Korean militaries began live fire exercises today to simulate an all-out attack from North Korea. Missiles pounded a mountainside near the border between the two Koreas, while tanks maneuvered and fired. The drills went ahead despite the North's threat to retaliate. Back in this country, new census data shows the American people are getting older faster as baby boomers age and the birth rate falls. From 2010 to 2020, the share of the population over age 65 grew by more than a third, the most in 130 years. At the same time, the percentage of children under the age of 5 declined. As a result, the nation's median age reached nearly 39, up from 37 a decade earlier. And on Wall Street, blue chips slipped, but tech stocks rallied today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 35 points to close at 32,764. The NASDAQ rose 214 points. The S&P 500 was up nearly 1%. And still to come on the PBS NewsHour, President Biden nominates Air Force General C.Q. Brown to become chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' presidential announcement highlights Twitter's transformation under Elon Musk. And the U.S. Supreme Court scales back the scope of the Clean Water Act.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.